Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat seed and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org. Summertime markets can sometimes be frustrating for the beef cattle industry, and this year is most certainly no exception. Good bit of volatility being seen in the last few weeks when it comes to our slaughter cattle market as well as the feeder and stocker market. Now, on that feeder and stocker market, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says lots of volatility out there, and so the markets are jumping up and jumping down.
I think that's right. Again, it was quite volatile last week, partly because of the futures volatility. So you had some early strength, then some weakness, and then maybe a little bit of firming up at the end of the week. Again, it's midsummer, so it's a hard time to put together a stronger market in general for cattle at this point. We've kind of got summer cattle in place for the most part, the summer grazing. We're not quite yet into fall conditions and dealing with that. So we're just kind of marking time here, and numbers are slightly bigger. They're going to continue to get bigger, so there's going to be a tendency or certainly a possibility for erosion of these prices as an underlying trend for many months ahead.
Now, Dr. Peel doesn't think at this point we'll see coming off of pasture a wall of cattle this fall depressing prices significantly.
You know, I don't know if there's enough of those cattle that are going to come off at one time to really produce a short-term, you know, sort of supply effect. It does happen occasionally when we see these specific stocker programs, and certainly the summer stocker programs in the Flint Hills region and surrounding areas can do that. Conditions are pretty good, and so I think maybe there's more opportunity for producers to kind of stagger those marketings of those calves. The grass seems to be in pretty good condition, holding out well.
And Daryl Peel says for cow-calf and stocker operators have got cattle ready to head to the feedlots, they may want to think hard this year about retaining ownership on at least a few of those cattle.
In terms of what producers look at for retained ownership, definitely compared to recent years, the possibility of taking these calves on into the feedlot has more potential now than it has had in some time. We just talked about the fact that we're dealing with discounted futures, so it's a little hard to put risk management programs in place. But when you look at the underlying economics of the feedlot margins and the cost of gain and what we expect at this point for feed costs, it certainly is something that ought to be considered and has possibilities. And in general, the cheaper corn is, the lower the value of putting weight on cattle with grass. So there is more potential to move those heavier feeder cattle, particularly, into the feedlot. And it's something that individual producers ought to evaluate and decide for themselves.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Checkoff-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Checkoff is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Checkoff is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your Checkoff dollar.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.